It is Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711 for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a new poll suggests that if a medicinal marijuana measure could make it to the November ballot in Arkansas, it might have more support than originally thought. And trying to find a better way to draft legislation, the Directing Democracy Project, based in Arkansas, wants to use crowdsourcing as a way to engage more people in the democratic process. Plus Sondheim for and by kids in Bentonville, and some of the first African-American athletes at the University of Arkansas recall their experiences.
First, the Arkansas Department of Higher Education has set up a new initiative aimed at Arkansans who have not completed college to get back into the classroom. The Come Back to Go Forward campaign helps non-traditional students complete their degrees with the guidance of a website. Shane Broadway is the interim director of the ADHE.
We're trying to encourage those non-traditional students that have some hours of college or no hours of college, because we know the more education you have beyond a high school diploma, the more you're going to earn, the more likely you are to be employed. And so it's important, as we are trying to strive to reach the governor's goal of doubling the number of degrees by 2025.
Broadway also says the website is a great tool to determine the next step toward completing a degree. More information is available at comeback2goforward.com.
Voters in Benton County will be able to decide if their county can become wet this fall. Supporters of the measure have been notified that the signatures collected met the legal requirements to be placed on the ballot by the Benton County Clerk's Office.
The extreme heat plaguing Arkansas is also wreaking havoc with some of its wildlife. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission biologist Corey Gray says the drought has destroyed many of the animals' food resources.
When it's hot and dry like this, the palatability of the food, the native vegetation is reducing. And we're seeing more deer moving into, we have more and more calls of deer coming into urban areas, feeding on people's flowers and things like that, because they're watered and they're taken care of compared to the forested land outside that we're just not getting the rain.
Gray says biologists are concerned most about fawns, but are confident the agency's management has allowed the state's estimated 1 million deer to survive harsh conditions.
Fayetteville has been named one of the top 10 best barbecue cities by Livability.com, a national website that highlights more than 500 of America's best places to live and visit. According to a press release, editors at the site chose to focus on lesser-known cities with a large and loyal barbecue fan base. Fayetteville was ranked 8th. To narrow down the list, editors looked at the number of barbecue restaurants in a city, as well as the quality of those establishments based on customer reviews and, in some cases, hands-on research.
The Springfield Cardinals used a ninth-inning rally to top the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 5-4 last night at Hammonds Field. The Cardinals completed their second straight sweep of the Naturals at Hammonds Field with the win. The Naturals will begin a three-game series with the Tulsa Drillers tonight at 7:05. The Naturals will send left-hander Mike Montgomery to the mound against the Drillers' right-hander Tyler Chatwood.
Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High near 100. Highs are expected to stay in the 90s throughout the week. There is a small chance of showers or thunderstorms developing on Thursday and Friday.